Welcome to Ping, your weekly show where we take a look at what Microsofties are talking about. And I am Microsoftie Laura Foy and
Max Zuckerman,
also a Microsoftie. And let's first start out by what one thing Microsofties, the Niners especially, were talking about, is our first show of Ping.
That's right. We got a lot of comments both on Channel 9 and via email. We got
the
a lot
email,
of,
even like some to. People posting on Channel 10. So we got a lot of feedback, and we just want to let them know that
We're listening. We're here
we're
for
reading
you.
It, and we're taking it into consideration, and we're going to try to incorporate some.
My
Throw
favorite.
Out the stuff we don't like.
Actually, yeah, I got an email. We got an email from Bent Rasmussen.
Yes.
My favorite email, actually. He said, subject line, ping.
Okay, what do you have to say? What's constructive?
It was very wise musings from Bent. It was actually Pong Ding Dong. And I want to thank you for that.
That was good. That tells me how to make a better show. All right, well, let's get the show started with what Microsofties are talking about. What's
sure.
going on this week? And obviously, one of the biggest things was
TechFest
is it's an event for 2 days open to Microsoft internal only, and basically it's our research department showing off all these crazy inventions that they've been working on that will someday be incorporated into your device. And if you guys haven't checked out our coverage on Channel 10, I'm going to give you a quick overview of what goes on at TechFest. So roll the clip. All right, everybody, this is Ping at TechFest 2009.
Basically, what we're trying to do is allow people to collaborate in recording an event by streaming individual streams to a server, and the server will take these individual streams and build a panoramic view video in real time.
It's the things that are really important to you, making it feel like they're always within your reach.
And I'm demonstrating a system called NanoTouch, and the key idea is that we think this is the secret to making extremely small touch devices. The reason is, if I interact with the screen front side, I'm actually occluding content, and that prevents me to interact with devices that are very, very small.
This is the digital presence and digital past booth, and we're exploring different ways of creating digital content, digital expression, both to keep in touch with those who are around you now, and also to keep in touch with the past and to celebrate the past in different sorts of ways. This is a device which lets you take pictures of objects and play with those pictures and create new digital content with the pictures on a Surface type device called Family Archive.
So is it a new application for Surface, or is it a completely new type of Surface table?
No, it's an application that could run on Surface. What we're exploring is the kind of user experience you might have if you use two hands and you have physics types engines, where the interaction modes might transform. You might want to do different things with digital content. You're not just pointing and clicking, but you're manipulating, maneuvering, putting them in different sorts of places, creating new games with them.
My name is Nathan Brixius, and I work for the SOLIDWORKS Foundation team, and we are building a .NET platform for scheduling, modeling, and optimization that businesses can use to solve their decision-making problems.
So I'm here to show a Opinion Search demo, and the demo is for us is to use our technology to organize the opinion data all over the world.
What it is a very simple tool that allows teachers to present, rural school teachers, to put together content and present it in the classroom.
So it's like a big science fair, but there are no prizes, huh?
No prizes, but if you want, you and I can go, because it's still going on today, and hand out ribbons and
pie.
And
everybody likes pie.
We could give hugs.
I don't like hugs.
He's over the hug
I'm
thing.
I'm over the hug.
But let me. I do want to highlight a couple things. One of my favorite things there was the back of touch input device.
Okay. What's
so
that
check
all
this
about?
Out. So you've got your touch screen on your phone, right?
Right.
Or if you, suppose you want to play a game on your phone, your finger is in your way.
Right.
It's blocking your view. Right. So imagine here's the input on the back of my hand, and I go like this. So I can actually. It's made for really tiny screens, like the size of a penny, where obviously if it was the size of a penny, my finger would clearly be obstructing my view.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes on the other side. And I said to the guy when I was talking to him, I'm like, well, kind of feels like that should have just went like that in the first place. Why'd we do the front screen touch device? Did we make a wrong step in the wrong direction? But, you know, whatever got us there, it was cool. All right, let's move on to something else that Microsofties are talking about. Not all cars. They're talking about this new campaign called Elevate America.
I have heard about this. What, you know, I thought it's interesting because it's all about helping people out in the economy
yeah,
that we have
very
going on today.
Timely and current.
Tell me exactly what you heard, because I got a few different emails, and it seems like there's some online training involved.
There's some online training, there's some free training, and there's some low-cost training. And actually here I got a quote from Pamela Passman. She's Microsoft's VP for Corporate Affairs, and this is sort of her explanation of it. She says, millions of individuals don't have the technology skills needed in today's economy. Mm-hmm. Through Elevate America, we want to help workers get the skills they need to succeed. So basically, they're sort of teaming up with local governments, Washington State being first. Sorry, we get priority. We're here. Yeah, what am I going to say? And they're going to offer like low-cost training, certificates to people of completion, and then the online services that will give you, you know, basic technical skills how to get by, starting so simply as like, you know, how to do a resume or send emails. But then it goes up further into, like, IT professional levels.
So this could be actually how you get your Microsoft Certified Professional Certificate, that high level of stuff?
I don't think it goes that high, no. But it does give you a certificate of training. And, you know, it's the infancy stages of its, you know. So
we're
kind of
trying it out, seeing what happens.
Right.
That makes sense.
But, I mean, I think it's a great thing for Microsoft to sort of recognize the times and put this out there and you know, help
What's
people.
What's the website? Where can we get this?
It is Microsoft.com/Elevate America. Go there, educate yourselves, learn.
Get certified.
Get certified.
I like that. That's very cool.
All right. What else are people talking about, Max?
Twitter.
Why I love Twitter segment. No, it's not the why I love Twitter segment.
Because that was last time.
But it is. A lot of people in Microsoft and other companies are now using Twitter to give out, like, promo coupons and sort of it's almost like they're using Twitter for free promotional marketing advertising.
Well, I've seen multiple things. You know, I know Dell was actually giving away coupons on Twitter a while ago.
Yeah.
But there are other companies, Bank of America, for example. Bank of America was actually monitoring people's Twitter feeds to see if they were having issues, and they would actually respond to people directly on there and say, oh, I can fix that problem for you. Same thing with JetBlue. So at JetBlue, I've seen a lot of different comments saying, my flight was canceled and they're not giving me the coupon to get onto my next one. You know, something's not right here. The Twitter feeds are actually helping companies to follow what customers are saying and address them more closely.
Yeah, and I know that Larry Larson, one of the members of our team, he posts to all these sites frequently. You're probably very familiar with him. We call him Lightbulb. He is not a fan of Twitter.
I know
he
this.
Finds it a waste of space where people just
but
go.
But he's a very private individual, which is ironic since he is very public on our channels. But other, like, his personal life, he keeps close
to him. Well, I actually went and I had a conversation with Adam Kinney, who is our local sort of social networking guru. He has a great blog you should
visit.
He's
also a Jedi.
He's a Jedi.
That's very cool.
He's a silver light evangelist. And here are his takes, because he's a professional. We shouldn't take it from us. We'll take it from Adam, what he thinks about Twitter.
Twitter, to me, is like a sixth sense that comes in 140-character tweets. So one of the things that I like about Twitter is that you can reach out, like, really quickly, immediately in some sense, to people that care. So it's become a really effective way to get, you know, new news out, or to get out the message, or to get out, you know, like, free tickets and passes like you were talking about. You know, when I think about it, I really think that Larry Larson is really wrong about this one, because he just doesn't have a clue yet. I love Twitter.
So there you go.
He doesn't have a clue.
If Adam Kinney, Twitter expert and, you know, community professional and silver light evangelist and Jedi, thinks that Larry Larson doesn't have a clue, who are we to argue?
I'll tell you what. Actually, Adam has a T-shirt he made of himself. It's his own
Twitter
username.
Sorry, not to look in your camera.
It's his own username, and he's got a bunch of his followers as a graphic directly underneath it. It's hilarious.
I have an image of it, so let's pull the Adam tweet image right now. Look at Adam. Adkin, follow him if you want. Get your picture on a shirt, and there's actually a service out there on Twitter where you, too, can make a shirt of your followers.
That'd be amazing.
All three of them are... All right, what else are people talking about here at Microsoft?
You tell me.
Well, people are talking about the Microsoft ad campaigns. We talked about it in the last show, and we showed adorable little Kylie, who can use...
I'm 4.5, and I'm a PC.
I'm a PC, yeah, I'm 4.5. And then another ad came out after that.
Seven-year-old.
Seven-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at first I was really thinking they were going in the wrong direction. I wasn't a fan.
Well, they're approaching your age eventually.
Long way to go. Actually, 12. Not that far to go. You know, Microsoft had some really ingenious ad campaigns, and starting like, you know, with recruiting the Rolling Stones to sing Start Me Up. That was powerful at the time.
That was pretty cool.
And I really liked the Seinfeld ad campaign, and I wasn't sure they were going with this rookie ad campaign, but there's a new one out now. It's currently online only, but you can watch it. I want you to take a look at it if you haven't seen it already. It's called the Rookie Challenge.
Yeah.
So what you do is you go to the Microsoft.com/Windows/Rookies page, and you'll get the challenges. And they have the 7-year-old versus the 70-year-old, the 8-year-old versus the 8-year-old, and so on and so forth. You pick who you wants to win.
Now in the Rookies Arena, it's 7-year-old Alexa versus 70-year-old Alan. Both are new to Windows Live Photo Gallery. They're rookies. But in a moment, these two challengers from opposite extremes of the rookie spectrum will put their new Windows skills to the test in a mouse-to-mouse battle to see who can create a panoramic photo stitch the fastest.
I'm going for the championship, and I intend to win.
All right, so there you have it. It's cute. It's interactive.
I liked it. That was pretty cool.
It's interactive. In fact, there have been a lot of posts online with people asking them to shorten it down and play them on actual television because they're funny.
Right.
They're funny. So I like where it's going, but you don't
want to. I do.
Like
Maybe
better.
They're trying it online because they weren't sure how it would be taken, you know,
right.
received
and,
on
and
TV.
And because it's interactive.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really pick a 7-year-old or a 70-year-old, I guess, in your head at home.
But let us know what you guys think, too.
Yeah, let us know at pingandmicrosoft.com. And one last ad campaign I wanted to mention was, they are now doing Life Without Walls with the Mythbusters.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
That's very cool.
How awesome is that? Like, this is what I'm talking about. This is our people, the Mythbusters. This is what people want to see.
Where's Carrie? What are you doing?
My family's always asking what we do all day. So I'm using Windows Live to show them some photos. I just sent them a link to my album. Now they can check out all our experiments on my photo page. Like firewalking and golf cleats. My personal favorite, Wilbo Dog.
Oh, that's great!
But my mom's online right now.
Ooh, looks like you better pack your bags. Your mom's taking you on a guilt trip. Good luck with that.
And with that, I have one more, actually three more questions for you. Let's call this Ping's True or False.
Yay! But tell them what they have to do.
What do they have to do?
The first 5 people to get the correct answers emailed to ping@microsoft.com
we'll get a fuzzy warm prize.
Fuzzy warm Microsoft prizes.
Laura's going to come, say hello, give you a big hug, directly to your house.
Not that fuzzy nor that warm, but you will get a fuzzy warm prize. So lay them on a Max. True or false? Question
one. All right. Question number one. The animation boot sequence for Windows 7 is going to be customizable by you, the user. True or false?
Number two.
Come June, there is a yacht you can buy that's going to include a Microsoft Surface on board. True or false?
I already own it.
I think you just told me the answer. Thanks.
Good okay. Luck.
And finally, number three. Xbox recently announced that it has 1/4 of the Xbox Live user base on the Gold account, meaning
Gold.
They pay to play. True or false?
True or false?
So, send your answers to
ping@microsoft.com. And always, we want your comments, love, hugs, fuzzy warm expressions, and feedback.
Pig is out!
Pig is out! See you next week.